The second Siyum HaShas in history was held on Chof Ches Sivan in the year Tofresh Tzadik Ches. It was June 27th, 1938. Now, there were small Siyumin that were being held in different parts of the world, several even in the United States of America, but the primary Siyum was held in Lublin, Poland. And the site of the Siyum was Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Now, this was at the time that Rav Meir Shapiro was not alive anymore. But the yeshiva was still functioning. The yeshiva at the time was the Heilige Kozhoglov Gaon, Rabbi Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, Hashem Yimkom Damoy, and he was the one that presided over the Siyum. It's estimated that there were close to 20,000 people that attended this Siyum. This is 1938. This is approximately a year before the Holocaust. And amongst them, all the Chashuvim and all the Rebbes and the Rosh Yeshivas of Poland, everybody was in attendance. So the Kozhoglov Gaon got up to speak. And when he spoke, he made a Siyum. But the Siyum that he made wasn't a Siyum Hashas. The Siyum that he made was a Siyum on Mishneh Yoimi. Now, there was a little bit of history. The history was that Rav Meir Shapiro, of course, in the early 1920s, the Lubliner Rav, he was the one that had the idea of learning Daf Yoimi, and it immediately garnered the support of the Chafetz Chaim and the Imre Emes and all the Greiser Rebbes and all the big tzaddikim of that generation, and was introduced by the Knesiyah HaGedoyla that we were zeichet to see footage of not so long ago. And it was at that event that Rav Meir Shapiro, he rolled out. That's when he introduced the concept of Daf Yoimi. The Kozhoglov Gaon was very close to Rav Meir Shapiro, and he felt that maybe in addition to learning Daf Yoimi, Yidden should also learn Mishneh Yoimi. And there were a few reasons he held that. Number one, he felt that not everybody was shaykh to learning Daf Yoimi. And really, the whole concept of Daf Yoimi was Talmud Torah Derabim, that Klal Yisrael together should learn Torah. And he felt strongly that at the end of the day, Daf Yoimi is Meiridig, but if someone can't learn a Black Gemara, and he certainly can't learn a Black Gemara a day, so it's going to be very hard for him to be a part of this Talmud Torah Derabim. So what he felt was, is that if we would institute Mishneh Yoimi, in addition to Daf Yoimi, what it would do is it would allow people that are maybe not up to learning Daf Yoimi, or maybe it's too much for whatever reason, they were working hard, whatever the cheshbon might be, but like this, they'll be able to learn Mishneh Yoimi, and by learning Mishneh Yoimi, they'll have a part, they'll have a chelik in the Talmud Torah Derabim. That was one cheshbon he had. Another cheshbon that the Kozhoglov Gaon had was Shas. The word Shas, what does it mean? What does Shas mean? Shas is Rosh Hateva Shin Samach. It stands for Shisha Storim. And he felt that really Shas is not just made up of the Masechtas that have Gemara, but really Shas is made up of Shisha Sidra Mishnah. So you have Zroim, and you have Moed, and you have Noshim, and Nezikin, Kachim, and Tyrus. And Zroim means Brachis, and Peya, and Demaya means all the Masechtas in Zroim, and that's what Tyrus means. Now the truth is we have one Masechta in Zroim that's in the Daf HaYoimi, which is Brachis. We have one Masechta in Tyrus that's in Daf Yoimi, that's Nida, but Ruba, the Ruba of Zeram is not included, and Ruba, the Ruba of Tyrus is also not included. And the Kozhoglov Gaon felt that if the idea is to learn Shas, that's what we're doing. We're making a quote-unquote Siyum HaShas. So doesn't Shas mean six starim? So that was something he felt very strongly about. Now the truth is Kozhoglov Gaon wrote a tshuva on this. He wrote a tshuva. Could you make a Siyum HaShas if you don't finish Mishnayos? He comes out on the tshuva that you can. But he still felt that l'katchila, the right thing to do, would be to learn Mishneh Yoimi. But he had a third cheshbon. A cheshbon that he repeated throughout his lifetime. And that is, the Gemara says, in Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Ches Amud Aleph. It's a pasuk in Hosea. The Novi Hosea said, Gam ki yitnu bagoyim, ato akapzeim. If the Jews are going to be amongst the goyim, ato akapzeim. Not only is there going to be a kibbutz goliath, not only does Hashem say, I'm going to come and I'm going to gather them and I'm going to redeem them, but ato Achshav, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it without delay. Amar Ula. So Ula said, Bava Basra Ches Amar Aleph Perek HaShutfin. He said, Pasuk Zeb Lashon Arabis Nemar. Even though the word Gam Kin Yitnu is in Lashon Kodesh, but really, it's meant to be translated in Aramish as well, in Aramaic. What does Yitnu mean in Aramaic? It's Yisnu, or Yishnu, to learn Torah. So Ula said, you know what the Pasuk is saying? Itanu Kulu. If Gans Klal Yisrael is going to learn, Ato HaKapzeim. I'm going to redeem you right now. And the Kozhoglov Gaon said, what does it mean, Itanu Kulu? So he brought Rayas. That what it means is, if Gans Klal Yisrael, every Jew, or every Jew is going to learn. And not only are they going to learn, but they're going to learn everything. So Itanu Kulu, if every Yid is going to learn everything, Right now I'm going to bring the Gula. And the Kajal Glover Gayan felt, looking at the writing of the world and everything that was going on at that time with the Nazis starting to take power, and it was clear that not such good times lie ahead for the Yidden. And they felt that it was a zman maybe of Roy L'Gula. So he said, if we can follow what Ula said in Perek HaShutfin and Bava Basur Dav Chesam Aleph, which is Gam Ki Yisnu Bagoyim Ata Akabtzein, that if you're going to learn Torah, Tanu Kula Ata Akabtzein, so he felt that would be a tremendously mitzchus, and hopefully in that tzchus would be Zoycha to the Geula, and it would be Ata Akabtzein, and the Geula would come right now. So the Kajal Glover Gayan felt that in addition to all the schoolers related to learning Mishnayos, Oisiyos Neshama, etc., etc., but he felt learning Mishnah Yoimi was such a good opportunity. Number one, it can involve everybody. You add to the demographic of Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, so that there'll be even people that for whatever reason are not learning Daf Yoimi, but Chachuk, they'll have a Shaykh as the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, by learning that. He said, not just that, it's a Hashlam on what you're learning. You're learning Shas, so why miss out on Zram and Tyrus? It's two out of the four Siddharim. There's so many Gemaras that involve Zram, there's so many Gemaras that involve Tyrus. It's definitely part of the Shlemos and the Hashlam. It's Pashit. So he felt based on that. And isn't that what Shas is Rosh HaTevis? It's Rosh HaTevis, Shisha Starim. And he said, besides, there's a Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Ches, where the Gemara says that and the way he understood the Gemara, that if we're going to learn everything, or at least make a hishtadlis to learn everything, and to learn the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, which is the basis, it is the basis, it's the foundation of Torah Shabbat Peh, that's something that's a tremendous chos, that's something that can bring the Geula. I spoke today to Rav David Avram Mandelbaum Shlita. He's the author of Daf Al Daf and a lot of the Polish Svarim, the Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, and all the Svarim from the Kli Chemda and from Ramea Shapiro and from the Avni Nezer. He's the one that's put all these Svarim out. And he's also put out the Svarim of the Kajal Glover Gayan. So I spoke to him a little bit about the Kajal Glover Gayan in general, and specifically as it relates to Mishnah Yoimis. He told me that he heard his father was a Talmud Ramea Shapiro, and he heard this from all the Talmidim, and he was a Talmud of the Kajal Glover Gayan as well, from all the Talmidim, that the Kajal Glover Gayan always said that I was matziya this many times to the Lublina Rav Ramea Shapiro, and he was masking 100% that this is the thing to do. Wasn't b'diyevet, he didn't machir avek, he didn't say nu, he felt that it was a katchila. He said this was something that he felt 100%. And Rav David Mandelbaum was telling me that he always felt that Ramea Shapiro, like when you think, I mean, we learned Daf Yomi, this is what we do for a living. So when you think of Ramea Shapiro, and Ramea Shapiro, he said it was an neshama that was brought down into this world, literally, to make a contribution to Yidden, something that we'll be able to take with us literally to greet Mashiach. I mean, that's Pashat. Daf Yomi is going to take us at Bias Gayel Tzedek, Bimheir Biyameinu Amen. And this is literally such an integral part of the Talmud Torah of so many Yidden every single day. And this is a neshama that was brought down with Azaha Ara and Ashpan Kedusha to be able to literally give the Yid what he needs to walk him into greeting Mashiach. And the Kajal Glover Gayan, who was right there with Ramea Shapiro, who took over the Heilige Yeshiva for the last 6 years of its existence, and he was telling me stories of who the Kajal Glover Gayan was, a tzaddik mamish, like, it's mind-boggling, the haflogis of what a tzaddik, the Hashem Yimkom Dome, he was killed, his children were killed, his einikluch were killed, every single person in his family was killed during the Holocaust, literally not one person from his mishpacha survived the war. And it's a pella. But either way, this was something that he felt beruach kotche, and he said what 1,000% had to support the Ramea Shapiro. He says, Lamaisa, Ramea Shapiro said it didn't have the same siyata d'shmaya. It didn't take off on the same way. Incidentally, he told me that at that siyam Mishnah Yomi, there were thousands of Messiahmen. There were thousands of Messiahmen. And it almost feels like, had the Holocaust not happened, then maybe it would have picked up steam. But then eventually, right, then the third Siyam HaShas happened in 1945. It was a very different world at that time. But either way, so Lamaisa, somewhere along the way, it weakened up a little bit. But this was the story of the Kajal Glover Gayan. So I'll just end with something very interesting. And that is that in the Hakdama to the Shailos of Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, that's the Kajal Glover Gayan's Tshuva Sefer. So in the Hakdama, there's a Psicha. And the Psicha is the drasha, the actual drasha that the Kajal Glover Gayan gave at the second Siyam HaShas. Chav Ches Sivan, Tav Resh Tzadik Ches, June 27th, 1938, in the presence of 20,000 Jews crammed, literally at the site of Yeshiva's Chachmei Lublin, about a year or so before Hitler invaded Poland. Incredible. So at that time, he gets up, he gives a drasha, and the first thing he said is that he wants to pitch Mishnah Yoimi, and he spoke about it, Talmud Torah Derabim, Itanu Kulat HaKabtzeim, and things that he would repeat several times in his drashas, and these were things that he spoke about at that drasha. And then he said like this, he said that, you know, I feel today like a Baal Simcha. That's what he said. He knew that he was the one who started Mishnah Yoimi. And there was a simcha with thousands of Jews just finished Mishnah Yoimi. And he said, I felt like a bal simcha. So he says, Yodua, the tzaddikim say, the bal simcha yesh loy koyach levarich. This is an exact transcript. Bal simcha yesh loy koyach levarich. Ubekoychi zeh hinani levarich. So I want to use the koyach I have, out bal simcha, and I want to give everybody a bracha. So he says that everybody that's here, that coming to celebrate a siyam on daf yoimi, uloloim de Mishnah Yoimi befrat. And he said, befrat, I'm talking to the people that are learning Mishnah. They should be zoichet to have Yeshua, and they should be zoichet to baruch asher yakim v'satayra azoyst, and they should get all the brachas and the brichas kainim, etc., etc. And then he said a davar nifla. He said that if you look in Sim Shalom, that Sim Shalom, one of the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei that we say three times a day, Sim Shalom, we mentioned seven brachas. We mentioned Chayim, Shalom, Chachma, Oysher, Chayin, Zera, and Memshal. These are the seven things that we mentioned. So he brings that the Chida's grandfather, the Chesed Avram, who is a very, very famous Mekubal. So the Chesed Avram, the Chida's Zayda, said that these seven brachas are also Merumas and Birchas Kayanim. And he said these seven brachas are all the brachas. If a person gets gebenched with Chayim, Shalom, Chachma, Oysher, Chayim, Zera, Memshal, there's no other bracha in the world to get. This is Kaylea, all seven brachas. So he said, Ayos, I feel today I have a tremendous koyach to give brachas. So he says, I want to give brachas. And the brachas I'm going to give are the brachas of Sim Shalom, which are the brachas of Birchas Kayanim, which the Chesed Avram, the Chida's grandfather, said are the brachas that are koylel all the other brachas. So he went on, and this was his drasha. He went on and he gave 10 pages, literally, of drasha related to the seven brachas. And he went through each one individually. He says he's starting with Oysher, because right now there's such a nias in the world, and it's so terrible, and it's so gefährlich, and therefore he's saying that this is the way I'm starting. But he went through literally each bracha individually, and that was the drasha. So if someone was zoichet to hear the drasha, he heard a drasha from the Greisa Goy in the Lublin Rosh Hashiva, and the drasha was going through the seven brachas that a person can be gebenched with, and he's going through each one individually. And then he ended like this. My tefillah is that we should be zoicha to the seven brachas. Chayim, Shalom, Chachma, Oysher, Chayin, Zera, Memshala. L'chol tamchin d'ayraisa b'chlal, to all the people that learn Torah b'chlal, u'loloim de Mishnah Yoimi b'frat. And b'frat to the people that are learning Mishnah Yoimi. Machmas, Shoysen, Zayim, Brachas, Koilin, Kol HaToivis v'Yeshuas. Because in those seven brachas, you have all the Toivis and the Yeshuas. K'mo Shekasa b'sefer Chesed L'Avram Azulai. She'im ba'olam oid brachas ulas elu. There's no other bracha. V'ayidei limud kol ha-mishnayis. She'ayv and when a person learns Mishnayis, which covers the entire Torah Shabbal Peh, Zoichin L'chol HaYeshuas. Ka'amar B'Pesach Tvareinu, he's going to be Zoicha to all these things. Amen Ken Yehi Ratzon. If you go through all the brachas that he gave, so by the brach of Oysher, he says like this. He was talking about how really he believes everyone there merited to have the brach of Oysher. So he stops. And he says that I want all the tzaddikim here and all the gedolim to be maskim to me. And this is what they write in the drasha. Vayanu kala'am. So again, this is 20,000 people. It's 1938. He's starting with Oysher because he said people pasha didn't have bread to put in their mouths. People were starving to death, literally. This is Nazi Germany is literally around the corner. And there's a siyam of daf yomi, and there's a siyam of mishnah yomi, and there's this incredible event at the most choshev yeshiva in Poland. So he says, I'm giving you a bracha of Oysher, and I feel today I have a koyach to give you a bracha. So he says, everybody, I want you to engage. So he write that. This is what they write. Vayanu kala'am va'amru. Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon. He says 20,000 people bellowed out an amen to this bracha from the Heilige Kosher Glover guy. But either way, Mishnah Yoimi is starting Masechtas Peah on Shabbos. And Peah is really where the Hashlama to Dafna Yoimi begins. Brachas, we learned together not so long ago. But really, Peah is where it begins. And we're going to learn Seyde Zerama Metz Hashem for the next 8, 9 or so months. It's ganz geschmack. I had my hesitations as well, but it's actually extremely, extremely geschmack. I've been completely won over, in case you haven't noticed. And looking forward to Metz Hashem to learn Mishnah Yoimi. And we should talk be zoicha to the brachas of the Kosher Glover Goyen. We should be zoicha. That's the source of Doivavos Bekever as we're going through this drasha that he gave in 1938. And we should be zoicha to hear his lips uttering the beautiful bracha that the Yidden that take upon learning Dafa Yoimi. And Kala Moisef, Moisef and Loi with Mishnah Yoimi, we should be zoicha to the bracha of Chaim and Shalom and Chachma Oysher, Chain, Zerem, Amshala, and like the Azuloi, like the Chidah Zayd, the Chesel Avram said that if a person zeichet to those seven brachas, there's no other bracha to even get. It's koil everything. Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon.